Now we move on to look at the second reading, which is from 2 Timothy 3:14-4:2. It's an interesting text. See, it's addressed to Timothy. Timothy is a young disciple of Paul, but he's a competent young fellow. And so Paul sends him places to be the presiding person at one of the new communities. And then he brings him back, and then he sends him somewhere else. And so now he's just giving him advice about the scriptures. Quite interesting and quite beautiful. So, it starts. But you, as for you, remain faithful to what you have learned and believed, because you know from whom you learned it. Now, in the broader text, that's your grandmother and your mother, because his father was pagan, Greek, he wasn't Jewish, but his mother was, and his mother's mother must have been living with them, and so they both taught him. But the husband wasn't. So, see, knowing from whom you have learned these things, two outstanding women taught you, and you know the scriptures, and that from infancy you have known the sacred scriptures, which are capable of giving you wisdom for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Quite remarkable. Look what is attributed to Scripture by St. Paul here, and becomes Scripture itself, you see? That all Scripture, you see, divinely inspired, theopneustos, is useful for teaching, for refutation, for correction, and for training in righteousness. Now, that means we have to go to Scripture with a different attitude. It's not just a good religious book. You know, you can read St. Teresa of Avila and get a lot out of it. Of course, if you do, notice how much Scripture she quotes. And she had to get it from the fathers of the Church, because they forbade translation back in those days, and this is the Protestant Reformation. The Protestants are making all their own translations, and sometimes they're kind of bending the text. And so the Catholics said, no translations. They could have said, we'll have a good translation. But it took them a while to get there. But St. Teresa, you know, she thirsted for the Word of God. And it gets to be like my friend, it got to be a hunger. See, it gets to be a thirst. You want to be enlightened by the Scriptures. And if you read them, and don't give up, oh, you know, 10 minutes, I'm no good at Scripture, never speaks to me. I like St. Gwendolyn of the Holy Veil or something. Well, but don't omit the Scriptures. They're the Word of God to you. And when God had these inspired, whether it was the Holy Spirit talking to Jeremiah or talking to Paul as he talked to Timothy, God had you in mind. He wants you to listen to him and learn. And so, one of the brothers in the monastery, he was reading St. Augustine at the time, and he plowed through City of God 12 times. He knew it better than most of the scholars. But he said, you know, for days, it was just like chewing concrete. You know, you got to work at it. So, you work. That's what, now you can see, this is what Paul is saying to Timothy, you see. Remain faithful to what you've learned and believed, because you know from whom you learned it, and that from infancy you have known the sacred scriptures, which are capable of giving you wisdom for salvation. That's pretty neat, right? Wisdom for salvation, to know how to live, so that you spend eternity with God in unbelievable delight. It's worth learning the roadmap, isn't it? Well, that's the Scriptures. And not they just don't tell you, they change. There is a power in the Word. And they change you. Oh, I could think of so many examples. Just take that one text, go, sell all you have and give it to the poor, and come follow me. St. Anthony, walked of the desert, walked in heard that being read, and he got it. So he went home, sold everything he had. His mother and father were dead, and he had a younger sister. Everything he had except enough for the bringing up and providing for his younger sister. And he gave that to a trustworthy person and said, look after my kid's sister. And he went off to the desert. And that's the beginning of monastic life, all from that text. And when St. Francis and Bernard were looking for direction, the Lord had them open up to exactly the same text. Or when Augustine was finally, you know, pondering and trying to figure out, you know, and he tried to break with the sexual desire, and he wasn't getting anywhere. And he prayed, and one day he heard a voice, you heard all of this study, tole lege, sounded like a little child, pick up and read, pick up and read. So he picked up and he read Romans 13, not in orgies and drunkenness, but put on the Lord. That time, the word went right through to him, changed him for life, and he became the Doctor Gratiae, that one in the whole church who can teach most profoundly about the beauty and power of grace. Wouldn't that be nice to have that happen to you? Yes. Well, you got to work at it. And it'll happen, not as dramatically as that, maybe. But you don't have to start reading long, you know, oh, I don't understand it. Pray. And, you know, get a nice, humble commentary. I mean, humble in the sense that the commentary is the path you walk on. It's the scriptures you're looking at. But it was, God, I write commentaries myself. I mean, they're good, provided they help you learn and experience the power of the text. And so that's what Paul is telling Timothy, you see. And see, pasographi theopneustos, breathed by God, literally. And there's a big debate, is it theopneustos or theopneustos? I think it's theopneustos. Means breathed in by God. Think of that, huh? Breathed in by God. No other book in the world can you say that about? None. In fact, when Aquinas is commenting on, in his commentary on Timothy, when he's commenting on this line, he poses an objection to himself. He says, St. Ambrose says, anything true by no matter whom said is from the Holy Spirit. So what's so special about Scripture? And Aquinas, this is going to, I think, excite you. It's so beautiful. Aquinas says, well, God works in two ways. He works immediately through secondary causes, and he works immediately himself. For instance, if you're sick, God can heal you through a doctor. So he's healing you immediately through the doctor, or he can heal you miraculously, immediately. So, Aquinas says, in all other writings, God instructs us immediately. But in Scripture, he instructs us immediately. It's the scriptures themselves that miraculously imprint knowledge on our spirit. We know it, and we know it in a different way. It's not just, I got it mentally. I know it, and I experience it. And that's the work of the Holy Spirit. And so, I've used this example before, too. You read and you say, Holy Spirit, I'm just going to keep reading and reading and reading until you finally break through. Well, if you do that, the first thing will happen is, no matter what text you're reading, you'll be led to repentance. Oh my gosh. Look at the way I worry about money. Look at the way I look at the other sex. Look at, I got to stop that. Little by little, if your desire is great enough, you will be brought to a place of purity and therefore of revelation. And you'll know that you've been taught by God. You'll know it. That's why he says, you see, pasographi, or all scripture, breathed into by God and useful for teaching, for correction, for other activities, you see. For correction, for training, I guess would be the best way, prospedion, training in righteousness. All of Scripture is useful for that, huh? Pasagraphi, theopneston. You see, all divinely inspired and useful Scripture is useful. All divinely inspired Scripture is useful for teaching, for correcting, for manifesting, for all of these reasons, you see? And so, the moral of the story is, read the Scriptures. You say, oh, well, you know, I get bored, I don't understand it. Well, there's two things you can do. You can be like Honey the Circle Drawer, I'm not going to move out of this spot until you send us rain. Or you can just go get a nice, simple commentary, and it'll get your interest, and that will help you as a path toward enlightenment. There's this new series coming out. Another friend and I are doing John in the series, but I can't remember the exact name. The Catholic Commentary on Sacred Scripture, I think that, CCSC. And a lot of books are out already on that series, and they're all very good and short. Okay. So, this goes on. You see, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and by his appearance and kingly power, proclaim the word. Be persistent, whether it is convenient or inconvenient. See, the Pope has to hear this every day. I'm going to have to say things, and every preacher has to hear this. I've got to say things that people don't want to hear. At least on one level they don't want to hear. And but correction, real fraternal correction, you see, is, according to St. Thomas, is a form of almsgiving. I'm giving to somebody who needs something, you see. Convince, reprimand, encourage through all patience and teaching. And so that's what Scripture is for in the pastoral ministry, you see. So we're every Sunday we expound the sacred text, the text, the text, nothing but the text. Who was telling me about that? A friend of mine, he's dead now, Alonzo Schekel, great scholar. Great literary scholar, too. I mean, he knew that thing literarily. So I hadn't seen him for a couple of years. I was in Rome for something. I knocked on the door. He opens the door. And before he even says hello, he says, "These days I teach only the text." I just speak about the text. I don't even use the commentary. And he was one of the really great professors of Old Testament at the Biblicum. And he wrote a book, I helped him with it, called The Inspired Word. It's a great book. We're trying to get it back into print. All right, that's enough for that right now.